SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, additional charges brought against the 16-year-old accused of the Wakeley church stabbing, the Federation seat of North Sydney could be abolished before the next federal election, and in football, Germany and Scotland are set to kick off the 2024 European Championship. With the latest SBS News, I'm Penry Buckley. Additional charges have been brought against a 16-year-old boy accused of stabbing a bishop during a live-streamed sermon at a Western Sydney church. A New South Wales court has heard the boy will face charges of wounding with intent to murder and with intent to cause grievous bodily harm, in addition to an existing charge of committing a terrorist act. Investigators told the court they have identified 52,000 images and 7,500 videos on the teen's phone, some of which will require a terrorism evidence notice to access. This comes after a further six people were charged over violent riots outside the church, following the alleged stabbing of Bishop Marmari Emmanuel at Christ the Good Shepherd in Wakeley, taking the number charged to 29 people. Detective Superintendent Andrew Evans says police have released images of seven more male individuals they would like to speak to about the incident.
We're calling on the community, all those males, if you identify yourself, to make contact with police, either by attending Fairfield Police Station or your nearest police station.
The Federation seat of North Sydney could be abolished before the next election, under a draft proposal put forward by the Australian Electoral Commission. The Redistribution Committee is proposing changes to 39 existing electoral division boundaries in New South Wales, which if adopted would mean 12% of existing voters would be in a different electorate. The seat is currently held by Teal climate independent Kylie Tink. Ms. Tink has refused to say if she will challenge the proposal or not, or run in an electorate like Liberal MP Paul Fletcher's seat of Bradfield, where some North Sydney votes would be redistributed. She has told reporters her focus is on the rest of her current term.
My job as the federal member of North Sydney is certainly not done. As we've seen recently with the coalition announcing that if elected, they would walk back from our 2030 carbon emissions targets, there is at least another 12 months in this parliament, or 10 months of this parliament, where the decisions we make as a government will fundamentally impact the future of both our children and our grandchildren.
Objections to the draft proposals can be lodged until July the 12th. States and territories are demanding more healthcare funding from the federal government to address what some are describing as a national crisis. In a letter to the Commonwealth, health ministers have said the health system in Australia is under too much pressure, causing Australians to get sicker and spend more time in hospital. The letter also says that GP services have been steadily declining for the past decade, making it increasingly difficult for Australians to access primary care. Health Minister Mark Butler says hospital funding negotiations are on pause until National Disability Insurance Scheme reform negotiations catch up.
Then we'll be more than happy to resume those negotiations. I am just as keen as my state and territory colleagues are to reach a new hospital funding deal. It will not just mean more money, it will mean important reform that delivers better care, not just within hospital walls, but outside of them as well.
The United Nations Security Council has demanded a halt to the siege of Al-Fashir in Sudan's North Darfur region. The conflict in Sudan erupted between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces in April last year, and has seen the number of internally displaced people in the country rise to around 10 million people. In the RSF's recent siege of Al-Fashir, forces destroyed the last functioning hospital in the city of 1.8 million people. US Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says a British-drafted resolution could not come at a more crucial moment.
The people of El Fasher are trapped. They're surrounded by heavily armed RSF. Food, water, medicine, and other essentials are drying up. Famine is setting in, and the threat of further violence, including a large-scale massacre, looms large.
And in football, the 2024 European Championship is set to kick off with an opener between hosts Germany and Group A underdogs Scotland. Germany coach Julian Nagelsmann says his team are feeling the pressure ahead of the clash at Allianz Arena in Munich after consecutive disappointments at three major tournaments. The Scots returned to a major international tournament at Euro 2020, having not appeared since the 1998 World Cup in France. Scotland manager Steve Clarke has paid tribute to the fans of the team, known as the Tartan Army, who have made the trip for this year's tournament.
It gives us a big boost. We know they're here to support us. They're going to be behind us every minute, every game. And that's really important for us. We've had a little taste of it where we're based. There's some people down there that have made the walk to training more enjoyable. And I'm sure there'll be a few around in Munich tonight that we won't see. I hope they enjoy themselves and behave themselves.
I'm Penry Buckley, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.